This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on this, the last weekend of the dog days of August. And my first guest this second hour is actor Richard Thomas. He's known for a lot of stuff, did over 50 movies, but of course his memorable role as John Boy on The Waltons is still in syndication today. Mickey Dolenz from The Monkees, country music star Neil Baucus will be joining us, and in our lifestyle segment, Elizabeth Werner talking about back to school, and Tucker Perkins with a story about what it's like to be on a clean bus, a school bus, with propane. And that's all coming up this hour. We're going to pause only momentarily, but joining us as my first guest for the second hour, actor Richard Thomas will be here. Back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi Today, and this is the theme from one of the real legendary shows back in the 70s, The Waltons. And joining us right now is my friend of many years and the star of that show, Richard Thomas.
Hi, Richard. How you doing, my friend?
Hi, just great. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice talking with you, too. You're up in New York. You know, it's amazing. I'm originally from the North. I left the North.
Right.
But there's always a sense of excuse for people up North. You talk to my mother-in-law, she says, oh, it's not bad. It's only 9 below and 4.
Well, you know, I'm a born and raised Manhattanite and lived in L.A. for 32 years, and we moved back here about 7 years ago. I love the season. So one of the reasons we came back was to be able to enjoy the change of seasons.
Well, you know, you say the seasons, and you're right. There's nothing prettier than New York in the winter or early spring. And that's about where it ends. That's exactly right. Well, congratulations on another appearance on the Hallmark Channel.
Thank you.
I have said this before, I've said it to you, that I really enjoy this channel because what they do is they actually make a movie, an original movie that you could put in the movie theaters. They do a great job.
Yeah, it's terrific. You know, I've made over 50 television movies in my career, and there are very few networks that are making them with any regularity anymore. Lifetime does it, of course,
yeah.
and the Hallmark Channel makes many of them. And so, number one, it's great. It's a form that I really like, and that I hope will come back with strength. But also, I love working for the Hallmark Channel because a lot of the Waltons fan base, the people who love to watch family programming,
right,
which is not necessarily geared to kids at all, but for the whole family, gravitate towards Hallmark because it's one of the few places left where you can enjoy that kind of programming. And so for that audience, I love to make a picture for them every couple of years.
The Hallmark Channel proves that you can make a great picture that the whole family can enjoy. It is possible, Richard.
Well, of course it is,
yeah.
And the stories are lovely. This is I enjoyed this one very much. It's a very delicate movie, very very sweet, good natured comedy with it's very touching. I think. I mean, I haven't actually seen the finished picture, but in the making of it and in the script, I really did enjoy it, and it was very nice to play somebody actually close to my own age.
That's very good. Now it's called Time After Time. It premieres on the 19th on the Hallmark Channel at 9 o'clock.
That's right.
And then of course the Hallmark Channel repeats it several times after that, so check your local listings. Time After Time, I thought it was a Cyndi Lauper movie at first.
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
It does. Now, this is kind of unique. This is a second chance at life, isn't it? This is a second chance to do what you and I probably have thought about doing along with millions of other people. Go back and give it another shot.
Yeah, that's right. This character I play, who's in his 50s, has an opportunity to get to. He goes back in time through some mistake, and from the future and back to his early days in his 20s, and has an opportunity to change a couple of decisions he made. But there have been movies about that kind of thing before. What was so interesting about this script was that rather than only seeing the younger self when he goes back, he actually meets his younger self when he goes back. So the older me and the younger me, played by a lovely young actor, are work together to make these decisions. So it's unique in that he gets to meet his younger self as another character in the movie, and it's really lovely.
I really think that's the hook on this movie, Richard, because when you think about it, everybody wants to go back and say, if I had done it this way. And of course, to give it a little bit more flavor, we bring in the challenge of the high school sweetheart into the picture.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, it has a lovely social message about small towns, and it has a lovely message about, you know, thinking very clearly about the decisions you make, because in fact, we don't get a chance to go back.
No.
And what the lesson the movie teaches, it teaches in an oblique way, because this guy gets a chance to go back and try to make it right, and the whole point is we don't get that chance, so we really have to try to make it right in the moment, because the present is all we have.
Yeah, I guess it kind of makes the old adage, grass is greener on the other side, maybe it's not all that good to go back.
Well, you know, I've thought about this when I was making the picture, and, you know, we all think about it. What would I have done differently? What do I regret? You know, who did I not treat so well? What did I, you know, what career choices did I make that I might have made differently? But I suppose if one were unhappy in one's present state, you would look back and go, well, I wish I'd done a lot differently. But if you have a lot of happiness in your life in the present, then you have to figure that it all led you, one way or another, it all led you to the present place where you are now.
I agree, yeah.
And there are so many things. I mean, I think nobody's life is perfect, and everybody has sadnesses in their life, but there are so many things in my life that I love and that make me happy now that I really don't think I probably would be able to go back and change, because who knows if I would even have gotten to this good place.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And they always say, I love when people say, especially at class reunions, they'll sit around and say, boy, if we could only go back and know what we know now. You know, if you were the only person going back and the rest of the class didn't go back with you, you would be the teacher. Okay.
Absolutely.
And if you went back with everybody knowing what they know now, it's even grounding in you, so it's a no-win situation.
Yeah, that's right. But it makes for a nice fantasy, which is why I enjoyed the movie.
Newsday said that Richard Thomas is one of the leading classical actors of his generation.
Wow.
How does that feel to have that kind of notoriety and critical acclaim?
Is that a recent quote?
Actually, I actually wrote that myself, Richard. I didn't want to say Ron Sedgy said this. But I got it as a recent quote.
Yeah, because I just finished playing Timon of Athens, which is a little produced but very powerful Shakespeare play down at the Public Theater here in New York, and we had a great success with it, I was happy to say. And yes, of course, it makes me very happy, because, you know, those are all those roles and those plays by all those playwrights, not just Shakespeare, are, they're very hard to do, but they're wonderfully rewarding, and I count myself very, very lucky that I've been able to have a career that encompasses that work as well.
It's amazing.
You know, it's so great. I mean, I can do a picture on Hallmark for the Waltons fan base, and to do a family movie across America, and a, you know, good quality television channel that I really enjoy, and then I get to be in my hometown playing Shakespeare. I mean, it can't be better than that.
No, it really isn't. And you know, everyone, I know that everybody knows Richard from certain roles, but when you look down the list of all the things that he's done in television, All Quiet on the Western Front, Johnny Belinda, Roots, The Next Generation, Living Proof, the Hank Williams story, this true story of Laura Ingalls, on the big screen with Wonder Boys, Taking Woodstock, on stage, of course, with so much Broadway experience, Richard II, Richard III, Hamlet, and making appearances on Law and Order. It's phenomenal. Even doing voiceover work and taking gigs for me, as we talked about the last time.
That's right. I remember we had that conversation. You know, I mean, I think the trick is, the key is, it's just how long you manage to stay standing. I think that's
That's right. The last guy standing gets it all.
You just stay standing as long as you can. I mean, my career is now 50-some years old.
Wow.
And, you know, if you just can hang in there and keep your hat in the ring as long as possible, well, you know, you eventually get to do it all if you're lucky.
That's what I told somebody just the other day, and I always preach this. I say, what's the key to success? Perseverance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sooner or later, the enemy's just going to fall.
Well, the other thing is, you know, you can get your lucky break, and those are really, really, really important. You got to keep that ball rolling. You know, if you're lucky enough to get that break, which many of us do, you've got to just try to keep that ball rolling. swirling or in the air or however, whatever metaphor you want to use.
However, in the case of Richard Thomas, along with luck and keeping the ball rolling, it's an enormous amount of talent both as an actor and a producer.
Well, thank you.
And that is absolutely the truth. Where did you film Time After Time?
We filmed it up on Victoria, on Vancouver Island.
Oh,
you know,
wow. That's nice.
Near Victoria in British Columbia, Canada. It's so beautiful. We make a lot of pictures up there, up in the Vancouver area. And I'd been to Victoria before, but I never stayed there and made a picture. And it was a beautiful experience.
Wow, that's great country up there. Well,
yeah, really pretty.
19th, 9 o'clock. It's the premiere date of the Hallmark Channel's original movie, and it's called Time After Time. And then you can check your local listings for one of repeats. Emmy Award winner Richard Thomas is the star. And Richard, I don't have to ask you back here. You know you're welcome anytime.
It's always a pleasure, and I appreciate your interest in the picture. It always makes a difference.
That's nice words, and anything that you're in always comes out first class. That's why the interest.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Richard.
Have a great day.
You too, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Richard Thomas has been our guest. And, of course, among so many things he's done in a remarkable career, we can't forget his role on The Waltons. In addition to all the stuff that we just talked about on the Hallmark Channel, he is currently touring with the show To Kill a Mockingbird. I saw it last week. He does a great job. He was here in Orlando. And he starred in over 50 films during his career. Hey, I want to remind everyone that you can visit our website, ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com. When you get to the home page, there's an icon that says Listen Live, and if you hit that icon, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. But the most important part of any weight loss program, it seems to me, is whether you can keep the weight off.
You're working out, you're exercising, you can maintain it easier and longer that way. When you've rebuilt lean muscle tissue, you just overall feel better. And then you can just use Calitrin for maintenance. If you start to lose the muscle mass, you start to see your energy start to decline, you can get back on it.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. That music needs no introduction. That, of course, is the fabulous Monkees, who were so successful over a remarkable career. And joining us right now is an old friend of ours. We haven't talked to him in too long, and he's here to talk about the days of the Monkees, our buddy
Mickey Dolenz. Hello, Mickey. How are you?
Hey, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. Nice talking with you again. 65 million records that the Monkees sold. Man, that is an astronomical figure. Do you ever sit back and wonder, man, I can't believe that really happened?
That's a lot of vinyl.
That's a lot of vinyl.
Think of all the vinyl roofs you could do with that.
And you know, they talking about CDs, and I say, yeah, but I got these records, you know, and I got these records. Did I not see you, and I know that I'm right with this, okay, did I not see you way back in Circus Boy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, well, and that was the first series that I did.
And you were about 10, 11 years old?
Yeah.
Now, you know, there's been so much about these boy bands that are out today. When they put the Monkees together, this was not like four guys in a garage band. I mean, this was a consolidated effort on behalf of the network to put a band together, right?
Well, I'm not sure. You'd have to ask them what their intent was. As far as I was concerned, I was hired as an entertainer, singer, musician, play the part of a character on a television show. Monkees, from my perspective, was a television show about a band. It wasn't a TV show about it. Now, the fact that we went on the road, recorded, played, did all the con stuff, I'm not sure if they ever intended for that to happen or not, or what their intent was. But the fact that we did is actually did get out there and started playing. Then, of course, the famous story of how we fought for the control of the music and got the control of the music. But the Monkees was a television show about a band, about all the bands that were around at the time and all these garages trying to make it. And on the television show, the Monkees never made it. We were never famous. We were always an out-of-work band, a bunch of guys that ended up always doing the right thing and, you know, helping the little old ladies across the street, saving the town from the evil villain or mayor or whatever. And then the music, and that was the heart of the show. That was what the show was about underdogs. And then the music and the style are very contemporary. And I'm working right now with a company on trying to tap into that same thread, same, you know, the Monkees at the time, believe it or not, almost didn't get on the air because we had long hair. And NBC and the powers that be and censors were scared to death to put long-haired kids on television, because the only time you saw long-haired kids on television in those days, they were getting arrested. And so all of a sudden, the Monkees come on TV. I know it sounds ridiculous now, but all of a sudden the Monkees come on TV, and here's four guys with long hair playing rock and roll music, crimes against nature. And we were just nice guys, just trying to make a living and have a good time. An interesting dynamic. Boy bands today, well, first of all, they're not bands, they're vocal groups.
Yeah.
So I think the Backstreet Boys sing some of the most wonderful songs, and they dance just like unbelievable, you know, the moves that these guys do. And it reminds me, not of bands, it reminds me of the great Motown vocal groups.
Yes.
The 50s and 60s.
Absolutely.
Four Tops.
Absolutely.
The Supremes.
Right.
Temptations. You know, if these guys were black, I hate to say it, but they wouldn't be getting any criticism at all. Because
right.
It would just be a continuing dynamic from those type of groups, those incredible vocal groups of Motown, the Four Tops and the Temptations. And these are amazing. And what did they do? They sang and danced,
mm-hmm.
which is exactly what the groups are doing.
We've been watching this for years on television with the Four Tops, the Temptations, the Ink Spots. All of these guys have that choreography.
Yeah.
And now these guys are jumping on the bandwagon. And
exactly the same thing.
Same
exactly
thing.
What they're doing. Like I say, if they were black, they wouldn't be getting any criticism, which I think is unfair.
Were you a little concerned in lieu of the fact that you were trying out for a position that had over 400 applicants back in 1965? Best you not, huh?
No, I didn't know that at the time, of course, because I was I didn't come to any of the cattle calls. I'd already had a television series, so myself and people like me that had a history in the business would not have gone to any of the mass kind of auditions. I had a private audition right away, and I kind of was on the fast track, I think, pretty early on.
You mentioned the fact that you're doing a lot of directing these days. And does it bother you? Because I know you're so good at acting and directing and producing and also performing. But, you know, the performing end of it obviously feeds our ego. Does it to all of us in this business. Does it bother you to get on the other side of the camera?
Well, no, actually, it was a very conscious choice. One that I made about 1970, a long time ago. It was about 1975. You know, at that time, I'd already been in the business as an actor for 20 years. I was 10, so that was a long career. And after The Monkees, I kind of realized that it was going to be kind of typecast, or rather typecast in that role. And then I got lucky and moved to England. I had directed already on The Monkee Show. And I got lucky. I got a job directing for the BBC. And I thought, you know, I don't know. I just thought this could be the start of something, you know, really big. And I stayed there for 15 years in England. And that's all I did was direct and produce television shows. I consider that, even now, I consider that my day job. I've gone out on the road a bit and performed. I've done a little bit of acting here and there. But it isn't until just very recently that I go back on the road and perform live. And one of the things that I decided to do, rather than just go out by myself, is bring my sister, Coco, who is actually a really good singer, a lot better singer than I am, because we sang together even as children. And we'll just talk about what it was like when we grew up. And the very first, we sing the first song that we ever sang together, sing the first songs that I heard driving along in my car when I was a kid. And then, you know, so it's a little bit of a trip through time about the music that influenced me.
You know, Mick, it sounds like you're having a good time and enjoying life, and that's so important. And I wish that the next time you come to town, as you have in the past, we can get together again, break bread, and have a few laughs and talk about the fun days, Mick. When you come to town.
You're coming to your town, baby. Thanks, Mickey.
Mickey Dolenz has been our guest, and a very sad note, of course, is the fact that Mickey is the last surviving member of the Monkees. Boy, that's hard to believe. They're all gone except Mick, but he's carrying the torch, and he's touring, and he's doing a lot of things. He's keeping busy, and he's loving life. Mickey Dolenz. And just a little reminder for you that you can visit our website, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. And when you get there on the homepage, there's an icon that says Listen Live. And if you hit it, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. There's also another icon there that's labeled Facebook. And if you press on that, you and I could become friends on Facebook. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come. Live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. And in fact, you're listening to the Monkees.
Hey, we're the Monkees. And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Oh, I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. My shaven razor's cold and it sings. Daydream believer and a homecoming queen.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA News Update. Three people are dead after a shooting at a Dollar General store in Jacksonville, Florida, that is being described as racially motivated. Police say the gunman who killed himself was armed with a rifle. One of former President Trump's co-defendants in the Georgia election interference case remains jailed. Harrison Floyd was denied bond Friday after being considered a flight risk. Legendary Price is Right host Bob Barker has died. He was 99. Thousands marched on Washington Saturday to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the historic rally led by Martin Luther King Jr. President Biden and Vice President Harris will meet with civil rights leaders and members of the King family at the White House on Monday. Gran Turismo is projected to top the box office with at least $16 million in its opening weekend domestically. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Well, hello there. My, it's been a long, long time. How am I doing? Oh, I guess that I'm doing fine.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Seggi. Actually, you're not listening to me. You're listening to that song, who is done by a new artist. He's been in this business a long time, but I'm telling you, he just released a brand new CD. I have it in front of me. It is sensational, and it's been a long, long time for Neil and Jenny Bogus. And joining us right now is Neil Bogus. Hi, Neil. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I am doing great, and thank you so much for allowing me to come on here. This is incredible.
Well, I got to tell you something. You and I met at one of the venues here in the Florida area, and I think we hit it off pretty well on the first go-round. And then when you came out with this new CD, I thought to myself, boy, we got to tell the world about it because it's sensational. I mean, now you did this along with your wife, right?
Yes, we did. What we looked for was songs that we could connect with and connect with you and tell a story. So we've got starting off with Ain't It Funny How Time Slips Away, and we did that because we've been in this business for 50 years, and then we've got...
I just told everybody you're new to the business.
I am. We've got Things on there, Drinking Champagne, San Antonio Rose, It's 4 in the Morning, Don't It Make Your Brown Eyes Blue, Bad, Bad Leroy Brown, I Wish That I Could Fall in Love Today, Truck Driving Man, and then you finish it off with Put Your Hand in the Hand.
The band that you use, I've worked with, they were a warm-up for a show that I did here. They're sensational, and it's tough when you do a cover, because everybody always relates it to the artist who did it.
Yep.
There are a lot of great artists out there, you being one of them, and your wife, that do a great job on these covers. You know, I chuckle sometimes at those who think that overnight success is that quick. How did it start for you?
Well, like everybody else, started very, very young. I was 14 years old and fell in love with, of all things, Hank Williams music. Started out with the Beatles, and the Beatles told stories through their songs, and then I eventually went over to Hank Williams songs, which were very, very emotional songs, even for a 14 and 15-year-old. We started out playing the bars in South Dakota, and they had very lax rules back in those days. As long as you're parents were there with you, you could come on in and play. And so we did.
And your father got you connected with a big booking agent out of the Midwest to do all the fairs up there.
He did. We stayed back in South Dakota, and he moved his family to Chicago and calls me up one day and says, gee, I just walked into a place called Attractions Incorporated, and they'd like you to send them a tape, and they may use you. So we used a tape recorder with one microphone on it, sent them a tape. I still have the original tape.
Really?
I never erase anything. I'm kind of like you. I've got every shred of everything I've got. And they listened to it, and they said, they're hired.
Wow.
And it turned out to be 3-4 years of working festivals, county fairs, state fairs, and stuff like that in a big, big area.
Then there was a part of your life when you were involved in the railroad business. I, like you, love the railroad. But tell us about what you're doing now, because you do something every week at an attraction here right outside of Orlando that is sensational.
Well, we have on Thursday nights, I'm working for the Orange Blossom Opry up in Wearsdale, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night, we have I guess we used to call it a jam night, but we've taken it a step beyond that. I like to think of it more like the Ed Sullivan Show, where we'll have a variety of different music. I have people who will send me CDs and stuff like that. I take the 12 best ones that I have, and they go into my rotation, and we do that show on Thursdays, and it's turned out absolutely great.
The Orange Blossom Opry is a very nice venue. I played there this past spring, and they bring in a lot of acts, not only country acts like the Oak Ridge Boys. They've also brought in a lot of things. They bring in my show, which is the tribute to American Bandstand. But what you do really is very good, because there is no outlet in radio or in live music that introduces new talent. That element is gone. The radio stations don't bring on new songs. It's a corporate decision on what they play. And you can't go into a venue the size of and as popular as this one, unless you had some experience. You've opened the doors for a lot of people.
I like to think we have. You know, going back to the old days when we made records, the only way we could get it played was actually we stopped at each individual station.
Right.
And give them a copy, and sometimes they'd play it, sometimes they wouldn't. Nowadays, that venue is gone.
Yep.
If I walked into a radio station with a copy of a CD, I think I'd be laughed out of the building, probably.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not there anymore. So I'm proud of that. We've had a lot of people stop in and play with us and have went on to bigger things, bigger contests. We had a couple of young girls there last week who were just incredible. And you just go, wow.
You can watch that online, can you not?
Yep.
Give us the site to that so people listening in Connecticut would know where to go.
Just go to Facebook, and it's at the Orange Blossom Opry. Click on that, and it'll take you right to the Facebook page, and they're all listed right in a row there.
Can you watch it on Thursday evening, but is it streaming the rest of the week then?
Yes. Yep, you can catch it off of that. YouTube also has them.
Mm-hmm.
There's no charge to stream it or anything like that. You can go in there, and I think we have one of the finest sound people in the world, sound system.
Yeah.
And how do you like the special effects, Ron?
Oh, yeah.
They're just incredible.
They really are. I watched the show that I did, and I didn't know all that thing was going on behind me. You're wife is involved with this. Have you always been a duo in music? I know, obviously, in marriage.
Yes, thank you. At one time, we had 6 family members in the band.
Really?
And that's when we were playing all those fairs. Yeah. We were a group before a group in country music was even really much of it thought of. And we were a group until 1975. And then my brother decided to leave the business. It's a tough business. You're on the road a lot. But we're all back together, and we still do reunion concerts.
That's great. Now, where can we get the CD, Neil?
Well, hopefully it will be on Spotify. It should be on there in about a week or so.
Really?
Yep. I mean, you can call me, too, but I don't know if I can take all those phone calls.
But you have a website.
I do have a website.
And I have that website right in my hand here. It's called boggysong.com. That's BoggySong, boggysong.com. Another site where you can buy the CD. I wish you a lot of luck with this. And, you know, it's not easy to go into a studio today and find the people that want to record in the way that they record. It's not like, and I hate to say this term, it's not like the old days. I was having a conversation with Smokey Robinson the other day, not to be a name dropper, mm-hmm. but we were talking about the days that everybody that was in the recording session was in the room, and you had the enthusiasm and the charisma and the formula of having everybody working together. Today, the trumpet player comes in on a Tuesday, the violin player comes in on a Wednesday, and the singer comes in on Tuesday after this, and they can mix it better and everything else, but when you had to do it all at one time, that's why there were 120 takes sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I do want to add 2 things here. One, the band that played for our CD is the band that plays at the Orange Blossom Opry.
Right.
They're all veterans. I've got to give credit to those guys. When we sat down and discussed this, they knew I was going to do covers, and we all said the same thing. We're not going to do covers that are just regular covers.
Right.
We're going to do it our way. So we all sat down, and I said, well, I want this song to be a little bit more rockier than that. And it just came together. It took us about 6 weeks, but it came together. The last thing I want to say is that, yes, your show was at the Orange Blossom Opry, and you sold it out.
Oh, thank you. I have a big family. I have exactly 700 people in my family, and they are all there that night. Well, Neil, I wish you much luck. As you know, I'm a big supporter of what you do. You're a terrific act. You do a great job emceeing, and I think we come to this conclusion. You look the part, because so many times that look is gone from country music. But when you go back to look at the old country shows with Hank Snow and stuff like that, they looked like nobody that was in the audience. Today you see a lot of people in the audience that are dressed like the guys on girls on stage.
Yeah, and I'm old school with that.
I know you are.
I like to do that. You know, I should also add that Orange Blossom Opry does have other shows during the year, too. Your show is in there.
Yeah.
And you'll see some of the great country western acts on there, 50s, 60s. I mean, it's really an incredible venue.
Yeah, it really is. And I hope to go back. The name of the album, It's Been a Long, Long Time, by Neil and Jenny Bacchus.
Yep.
Neil, thank you for joining us. Much luck with this. And we'll have you back and we'll chat about your next venture, which I know you will have around the corner.
I will hope so. Thank you, sir.
Neil Bacchus has been our guest. Nice man, I tell you. I had met him a couple of years ago, and a very talented individual, both on stage as a master of ceremonies and as a singer. As we mentioned, his CD is out right now featuring he and his wife, Jenny Bacchus, and she's going to do a great song as we go out of this segment with Ron Seggi today.
What about that night we cried? Like a lover.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're back with Ron Sedgy today, and welcome into the lifestyles portion segment of our show. We'll be talking with regards to kids going back to school with the premier woman in the toy industry. Elizabeth Warner is here. Hello, Elizabeth. Happy August.
Oh, well, hello, my friend Ron. I am so thrilled to speak to you. I feel like it's been a minute, and I missed you.
I missed you, too. You've got some great ideas for school. First of all, let's talk about sensory play. What is that?
Yeah, sensory play is something that helps stimulate all the senses in our children. So these are items that offer visuals, light, auditory, sounds and songs, tactile, things for them to touch, to push, to squeeze, things for them to experience, of course, smelling through their nose. What I have found today is this amazing set called the Fisher-Price Sensory Bright Line. It's only available at Target. This is designed for kids starting off as early as age 3. So what they get to do is create their own sensory experience, and here's how they do that. They have a sensory table that's the size of a really large tablet. On that sensory table, there are lots of dials and knobs and buttons. When they push those dials, knobs, and buttons, or pull or turn them, they will be able to create light, sound, and music. It's almost like a DJ station. When they turn these lights on, they can decide what hues, what colors, what they would like them to look like. There's multiple modes of play. They can decide if they want music or not, or sounds or not. So this is great for kids of all sensibilities and abilities because they get to create their own experience, whatever works for them. And Ron, a little secret. When they're doing sensory play, it actually builds nerve connections in the brain that encourages the development of motor skills, language development, cognitive growth, and so much more.
Reading and story time can be fun. How do you convince that to a youngster?
Yes. The way I think that we encourage them to want to learn to read and develop those skills even further is we've got to give them a love for stories. And the way we do that is using something like the Tony Box. Now, the Tony Box, T-O-N-I-E. It's a cube. It's actually soft and squishy. It feels like almost like a pillow on the outside. Kids take these little Tony's characters, T-O-N-I-E-S, and those characters might be from their favorite TV shows or movies. You place it on top of the Tony Box, and as soon as you do that, the story, the music, or the adventure begins. This is screen-free. There's no internet. They have a cute little toy that they hold in their hand that instantly brings them stories by just placing it on this box. It's simple to use. It's wonderful. It's intuitive. Ron, this is one of my favorite items of all time.
How do you get kids excited about space? That is so much the future.
Yes. You look up in the sky, and it's amazing. But wouldn't it be better if you were a little closer? So LeapFrog has created Magic Adventures Telescope. Now our little young astronomers can focus on the moon at night or nature during the day. Ron, it has 110 times zoom, so this is a real telescope. It has an LCD screen on the back. That's what we're going to be able to see the moon and the nature through and with. When they're looking at that screen, they also can select from 100 amazing videos and images from NASA and the European Space Agency. They're going to be exploring over 650 facts about the solar system, star life cycles, constellations. They can take pictures with this. This is remarkable.
And all the years we've known each other that you've talked about food, but now you're talking about a delicious lunch at school.
You know what? It is not often. You are right. Hot Pockets has come out with something called Deli Witch. These sandwiches, they come in a box. Throw them in your freezer when you get them home. Open the freezer, take out the box, take one of the sandwiches, pop it right into a lunch box, and by the time they eat their lunch, it has thawed out. They come in a variety of yummy, you name it, they have it. It's affordable. I want you to go to Michael's and grab Jelly Roll Retractable Pens. They have all these special effects.
Elizabeth, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, my dear friend. Be well.
Elizabeth Warner has been our guest. And now the second guest on our lifestyle segment is joining us. Perfect timing because it's time to go back to school. We're going to be chatting with the president and CEO of PERC, Propane Education and the Research Council, Tucker Perkins.
You're just probably my favorite person in this whole sequence. So I'm thrilled to get to you today. It's the right time for this conversation.
We're going to talk about school buses that have propane as fuel. And this is an affordable, a clean energy option.
Yeah, Ron, I will say, I love the fact we're having this conversation about what is the fuel of the future, right? Diesel is the fuel of the past. Is there a fuel of the future? And I would say no. That some places, battery electric vehicles are going to be the winners. In a lot of places, propane vehicles are the winners. But the real difference is that a propane bus cost one-third that of an electric bus. The villain here is the diesel bus. And so in choosing a propane bus, we can get rid of diesel buses 3 times faster. That's how you benefit the child, the environment, the school system. We're trying to get rid of these 500,000 diesel buses today, and we do it 3 times faster choosing propane.
So there should be very little resistance from the school districts if they are receiving some kind of supplementary way. Do they see that in the school districts, though, Tucker?
School districts districts see it. Diesel engines have become expensive. Those emission systems are even more complex. They don't realize often that they save half the operating cost. If we took all the diesel buses in this country and converted them to run on propane, we could put 23,000 teachers into the classroom from the savings. That's the order of magnitude. They talk about buying more computers, hiring more teachers, fixing the leak in the roof, fixing the band instrument. So rewarding to hear what they did with the savings.
Can they take a diesel bus and convert it, or do they have to buy an altogether new bus?
We don't advocate for conversion. In many fleets, we will, but in school buses, we do not. The cargo is just too precious.
The buses with propane reduce harmful emissions by 94%. Why is there such apprehension? Why isn't this moving faster?
Resistance to change, a loving of the status quo, and we're just, Ron, almost breaking through that now. So many fleet managers around the country found propane, have bought propane, they're on their way to 100% adoption, and now they're telling their peers, hey, you need to experience this. This is better for our school system, it's better for our mechanics, it's a better way to attract bus drivers, the thing of the future, and we're seeing it happen.
Is the reserve for propane unlimited?
Well, that's a great question, and the people of the United States have the most propane of anywhere in the world, by far. We export about 70% of our propane every day. Supply is not our concern. Demand is our concern right now. Today, nearly 200 ships are traversing the globe powered by propane. We keep moving to these bigger engines, more efficient engines, and I would say by the time we visit with you next year, we'll be talking about tractor trailers, 60-foot buses, but for today, we're really trying to focus on all-size school buses.
Tucker, where can we go for more information?
We want parents engaged here. We want parents asking the question about why aren't our children being given the right ride to school, this modern way to get to school. We created a website for them to learn the facts, and that website is called BetterOurBuses.com. BetterOurBuses.com.
Our guest has been Tucker Perkins, and he is the president, CEO of PERC, Propane Education and Research Council. Tucker, we look forward to your return, okay?
Great way to start my day, Ron. Thank you so much.
And that wraps up this portion of Ron Sedgy Today and Our Lifestyles.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
On the last weekend of August, that's a wrap with Ron Sedgy Today. I want to thank you for joining us, and also want to thank the celebrities that were on the show today. And they include legendary broadcaster Wink Martindale from the Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, one of the co-hosts of the Ninja Warriors, Akbar Bajamia-Mila, actor Richard Thomas, Mickey Dolenz, country star Neil Backus, and Elizabeth Warner and Tucker Perkins. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we are going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today on the first weekend of the new month of September. And until then, I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.
Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.